Welcome to the Speak Life Radio Broadcast, brought to you by the congregation at Bennett's Temple United Holy Church, soon to be New Life Community United Holy Church, located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie in Barbados, where the senior pastor is Elder Rico Griffith. We invite you to join us for the next few moments as we share with you from the Word of God.
We know that hope is never lost.
Chapter 7, and we're going to read from 24 to 29, and from there we will find our text for this morning. Praise the name of the Lord, the name of Jesus. None sweeter, none more powerful. Hallelujah. Matthew 7 and 24, and let us read it together. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Hallelujah. Verse 28. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. And verse 29. For he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me even now. Strengthen me this morning to deliver thy word to the hearts of your people. Strengthen me, O Lord, your servant, to stand with my loins girded about with truth. Anoint these lips of clay so that I may only say what you would have me to say. Open the hearts of our hearers, Father, both in the sanctuary and on the world wide web, that they would receive from you directly in Jesus' name. So what makes a sure foundation this morning? I want us to consider the foundation that we are built on. What insights does scripture give us regarding a firm foundation? How can we stand steady in faith when the storms of life hit us? We need to inspect our spiritual foundation, and we need to ensure that our spiritual foundation remains on the solid rock. If we are to invest in a sure foundation, we need to look to God. We need to be willing to invest time. We need to be willing to learn all we can about God and what we are building a future upon: Jesus Christ himself. God created the heavens and the earth, and he spoke everything into existence. So who better to go to than God and the scriptures when we are considering a sure foundation? If you want to be a carpenter, you will invest time in learning carpentry. The same is true if anything you want to be good at in life. It is also true when considering building a sure spiritual foundation. Once you've invested in forming a spiritual foundation, you'll want to inspect it for strength and quality, that it will stand up to the storms of life. I said, once you have built a foundation, you want to test it for strength and quality, that it will stand up to the storms of life. And the next thing we should ensure is that our foundation remains in good condition and free of weak points. Oftentimes in construction or in building, we hear of reinforcements. Reinforcements is strengthening weak points, periodically addressing possible concerns and areas, and getting outside when necessary. We should trust the Lord and know that His promises are sure. We need to abide in His word, where we see the power of God, the promise of God, the provision of God, and the presence of God. We need to apply God's word to our lives. We need to believe it. We need to live it. We need to trust it and apply it and even pray it. And last, we need to have faith in the Lord and put our faith into action. If we are going to stand firm in faith, if our spiritual foundation is going to be a sure foundation this morning, we need to invest. It will cost something. It will take time. It will take commitment. It will take consistency. It will take studying His word and praying His word and seeking His presence. It will take inspection. It will take Holy Spirit to complete the assessment of our heart and soul, and ask Holy Spirit to reveal in us any areas that is in spiritual disrepair. Every time we are building, you got to be checking back. We got to be knocking the area. We got to be testing. We got to be trying it. Because you want to see what strength it is made of. You see, concrete is no good wet. It needs to take time to dry. Because when it is wet, you can walk through it. But if you stand up in it long enough, you will recognize that you can't move. So in building our spiritual foundation, it comes a point in time that up front, it is not a foundation. Because you're building it. You're building it. You're pouring in the concrete. And that concrete is not strong yet because it ain't dry. But as time goes on and it dries, you see, there are some things that the contractor does and then he leaves for the day. Because the only way he can continue is after some time has passed and the process has been completed for this part. So you may have the windows, the doors, the everything, but all you have the foundation laid, you can't put in the windows yet because it didn't come up to ring beam yet. He can't come up to ring beam until the foundation is set. And sometimes our waiting period is just the setting period. The concrete is wet. We got to wait a while for it to set. And then when it is set, God can build the other areas. He can bring up the walls. He can put on the roof. He can put on the windows. And He can choose whatever tiles you want to put on in your house. I want to end with this thought this morning, that if you are looking for water that will last during a long drought, you'll need to dig a deep well. A shallow well may produce water, but in the time of a drought, it will dry up. Only a deep well will provide enough cool water in times of a drought. So I want to encourage us this morning to dig our spiritual foundation deep. Dig your spiritual foundation deep. Develop deep faith. Lasting faith, so that when the storms of life blow strong, our foundation will be secure. Having a sure spiritual foundation, I said, means investing. It means inspecting. And how do we inspect? We take a look. Sometimes that look is superficial on the surface, but other times that look is beyond the surface. After investing, you must inspect. Inspect yourself. Lord, where are you setting me? Where are you building me? What weak points do I have that I need strengthened? What holes do I have that I need plugged? It takes work, continued moderating against the outside forces, having a sure foundation this morning in Christ, and a life built on Christ is rewarded by eternal life with Christ for all eternity. As I close, one of the things that we hear as it relates to building is building codes. Building codes are laws that set minimum requirements of how structural systems, plumbing, heating, ventilation, etc. are designed and should be constructed. The reason for building codes is to ensure that structures can withstand perilous times. Someone has said that the storms of life reveal the strength of our faith. Some of us may be too soft and too shallow. It's time to go deep. But you know what? Going deep is costly. But it's better to pay and dig deep to find the rock, which is Jesus, and build there now than to be cheap, build on the surface, and risk losing the entire house and starting over again. The main difference between these two men is that one of them took the time to go underground, while the other stayed on the surface. And you really can't tell, as I said, by looking at it, how deep the foundation is or how deep the roots are. Every one of us in here today is a builder, and our life is like a house. Our lives are made from the same materials. There are storms of sickness, storms of sorrow, storms of suffering, storms of financial stress, storms of relational conflicts, tornadoes, bearing, many other things that may come upon us. And some of us will weather these storms because we have built wisely our lives on the Lord Jesus Christ, while others will compromise and capsize. It is time to stop building our lives on shifting sand, because storms will come in this life, and there is a final storm coming that will sweep away everyone who is not anchored in Christ. As I take my seat this morning, all those under the hearing of my voice today, take heed and take note.
Thank you for allowing us into your space today. It is our prayer that your life has been touched and impacted in a positive way as you took the time to be engaged with us this morning. To learn more about our ministry, you may visit us at www.btaplaceforyou.com, or you can visit our social media pages on Instagram, btaplaceforyou, or on Facebook at Bennett's Temple United Holy Church. If you do not have a church family to call your own, you can feel free to worship with us any Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. We are located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie, at the corner of Little Bay and Cove Bay. We look forward to welcoming you.